Cavalcade of stars and a waterfall of words are on show at Bamboo in the Lux Bar. It presents its third season of Eat My Monologue, a dinner party that flexes its theatrical muscle and incorporates six new scripts into the menu. A host of actors, writers, directors all flex their creative muscles while you enjoy a feast. Michael McCall and Corinne Davies join me for a look at the menu. Morning, guys.
Good morning.
Now, what exactly is Eating a Monologue?
Well, Eat My Monologue is an initiative that Claire French came up with down at Bamboo in the Lux Bar, where basically she's taken a whole bunch of local talent, directors, actors, musicians, and put them on stage with new Australian work, which in the industry is really important, because a lot of the time, bigger companies don't get a chance to do that for whatever reasons, whether be budgetary or artistically, and what Claire's been doing is supporting local work, and it's been absolutely fantastic to get along and see and also to be part of.
Fair enough. Do you agree?
I agree.
Yeah,
fantastic. It's also a really great platform for a lot of emerging actors and directors in Perth to show their work.
Yeah, nurturing the local talent.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Now, what's involved with Eating a Monologue, or Eat My Monologue, I should say?
Well, for those of you who don't know, a monologue is one person speaking, which seems weird to those of you that are not familiar with the theatrical form, but it's a tradition that goes back many, many years, where you have a chance to actually watch someone come to terms with a dilemma, to deal with social issues or problems, and they do it all as an individual, which is what Corinne will be doing. I'm directing Corinne in
yes.
one coming up from Andrew Bovell's Who's Afraid of the Working Class?
Yes.
Well, tell us a little bit about the monologue that you're going to be performing, Corinne.
The monologue I'm performing it's pretty quirky. It's actually only in the play once. It's this sole character and it's their one scene. And it's basically it's coming to terms with the struggles of sort of the lower class and struggles with finding your place in society, and my character has a lot of issues with the media and society and all the lies. And she's a little bit of a conspiracy theorist, I guess.
Yeah. I love how you used the word theorist there.
Yes.
There's some other pejorative terms that you could have used. Now, what kind of relationship sprung up between you two, directing and acting? Is it a very creative sort of mentorship?
It was fantastic. We're actually getting married next week.
Oh, God, I hope my boyfriend's not listening.
Basically, Corinne and myself both went through NIDA. Over in Sydney. I trained as an actor before I became a director and still do act, so if anybody's got any jobs, I'm open.
Likewise.
And so I suppose we approach the work with the common vocabulary the same way as any sort of workplace evolves relationships, where you get to know each other, you get to know how each other work, and that's what's been really nice over this period, is actually getting in a room again with somebody who knows how demented you are.
All NIDA graduates a little bit nutty?
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we're off our head.
We did use some of the rehearsal time for a bit of therapy
yeah.
to talk through some of our issues.
We all have issues.
Well, don't we all, though? I mean, I think it's a standard across the board for everybody, actors or not. Now, how does this monologue in ensemble compare to some of the work you guys have done in the past?
Oh, it's A1. I've already done one, because the program actually goes for about 6 months. Mm-hmm. It started halfway, I started around about October last year. Then there was what we call Act 1, which was 3 months of monologues. And now this is Act 2. We've got another 3 months of monologues, which are different. So if anybody came along last year to see them, there's a whole bunch of different ones this time around. I think just working with for lack of a better word, a smorgasbord of different actors is absolutely fantastic, because you're getting to see each other's strengths, help each other where we need to pick up somewhere, and the whole group kind of grows together when we all actually end up in the same space, because we rehearse individually and then we come back together.
So it forms like a bit like a family bond.
It does, in the sort of tradition of the Manson family, absolutely.
Fair enough. Now, if people want to come down and have a look and see you guys perform, how can they do that?
Just head along. If you haven't already got a ticket, head along. Doors open at 6:30 on Friday night, this Friday night, and the show begins at 7:30. There's the great thing about Bamboo is it's not your traditional theatre venue. You don't sort of walk in and lots of old people who might not make it through the performance are sitting there. What you've got is a situation where you can come and have a meal, have a drink. It's open air, which is one of the unique things we have in Perth. So get along, 6:30. Buy a ticket and get some food and then enjoy a show at 7:30.
Fair enough. Now, opening this Friday, the 5th of February at Bamboo in the Lux Bar, Eat My Monologue tickets start from $10. And if you want any more info or to purchase a ticket, check out www.eatmymonologue.com or the Bamboo website, which is a little bit oddly named, www.bamboo.com. Corinne, Michael, thanks very much for joining me on the Mac this morning.
Thanks very much for having us.
Thank you very much.